Hey guys, in this video you're going to learn about painful breasts, in particular for mums with newborns and men. Listen in as well because you might learn a thing or two, and I hope you enjoy. Take care. Hey guys, welcome to episode 50 of Daily Dose. I'm your host, Vien, the smiling pharmacist, and today we are talking about nipples and breasts. No, I'm just talking about my status. Come on guys, get your head out of the gutter. So, in this video, I'd like to talk about some of the research I've been reading in terms of why women get painful mastitis, especially at a very tender time, right after childbirth, and you're trying to be close with your child, but suddenly you get this massive engorged breast that's also quite painful. And then I'm going to talk about strategies to prevent this happening, and the long-term effects of not getting on top of it early. All right, so some of the research I found, here's some numbers for you nerds out there. Interesting thing about breast milk. Actually, let's just step back for a sec. What is mastitis? Mastitis is a bacterial infection of the breast milk. Bacteria in the milk, the bad ones, build up, and it causes irritation around the nipple area. Sometimes it can cause blockage, and even breastfeeding becomes painful. And so, speaking to a breastfeeding nurse, they generally say to express the milk out, just to keep the flow going and to flush out the bacteria. But why does it happen in the first place? Well, some of the research I've been reading, we believe, thinks it's because before women give birth, women are often screened for certain infections, like staph infections, and they're given antibiotics. And when they're given antibiotics, not only does it kill the bad bacteria, but also the good ones. And even though you kill off the bad ones, it's the good ones that take anywhere between 6 to 12 months to regrow. And by that time, the bad bacteria can take advantage and grow out of proportion again. And so this is very common. In fact, 50% of mothers are screened for GBS. GBS is the strep B infection, and they're given antibiotics right before they're even given birth. So look at that number, 50%, that's a big number. So that is why we see a lot of mastitis, I think anyway, but I'll come back to that. So it does take up to 12 months for your good bacteria to come back after a course of antibiotics. And now I'm not knocking the use of antibiotics, because there's a very good reason why we take antibiotics. There's a 75% mortality rate in newborns under 5, and the top 3 reasons are because of birth defects, because of trouble breathing or asphyxia, and the last one is infections. So there's a very valid reason why our doctors or your doctors are checking for infections. They want to prevent this happening to your child. The thing is though, is that in my research I found that while they're doing the right thing up front, they're not quite looking after you on the back end, and that is where we will talk about probiotics later in the video. In fact, let's talk about probiotics right now. There's studies done on female breast milk at 0 months, which is at birth, at 3 months after birth, and at 6 months after birth, and they noticed that the breast milk of mothers contains a lot of lactic acid bacteria, or lactobacilli. This is the same stuff you find in common brands like Inner Health, for example. Also the same ones that you find down in the vagina of women, okay? Which keeps the vagina healthy. Very interesting. Also, they found that the bacteria actually changes depending on where you live. If you live in the CBD, it's going to be different to if you're living out in the countryside. seems to be that the diet or the soil or the vegetables that people eat, what mums eat affects mum's breast milk. Really cool, really cool. It seems to be that there's certain cells in the mum's gut called dendritic cells. That's what they look like a starfish. They go out in the gut, they sample the environment for bacteria, and they pick ones that they like, and they carry it, literally, they carry it to the breast. So what I found over here is, you know, mum's gut bacteria, okay, the same bacteria in the gut can be found in the baby's gut. Bacteria in the mum's poo-poo can be found in the baby's gut. Bacteria in the mum's gut can be found in the mum's breast.
Sorry, shit.
And bacteria in the mum's breast milk can be found in the baby's gut. That is really cool. Now, it's a new area of research, but when I read that, I was like, man, this is really cool. We're still learning so much. And here's a fun graph for you nerds again. You know, at birth, at 6 months, the number of bacteria in the breast seems to peak right before birth. Kind of sort of builds up and builds up and builds up, and then it just gushes out while mum is breastfeeding. And as mum's breastfeeding, it sort of drops and drops and drops and drops. And so by the time mum weans the baby off the milk, there's hardly any bacteria left in the breast milk. I thought that was really, really cool. So, some action points. I've been talking a lot of numbers for you nerds, but some quick action points. If you're on an antibiotic during pregnancy or pre-pregnancy, the moral of the story is I really encourage you to get some probiotics to replenish the good bacteria. Why? It's important for mum and bubba's immunity. It's been shown to keep away bad bacteria. It actually improves colic in babies and reflux. I read that if there is not enough good bacteria in the mum's breast milk, then there's a buildup of sugar. And all that sugar that the baby drinks upsets the baby's tummy, causes colic, and possibly reflux. So that was really cool. I learned that one recently. And of course, for the benefit of mums, reduce breast pain. All right. Now, if that isn't enough to convert you guys, I want to quickly cover a few factors that you want to be aware of. If mama's diet is full of processed sugars or is full of saturated fats, you know, fats that are from fast food, fats that are in takeaway food, fats that are in, you know, packaged foods, canned foods, if there's a diet that's got a bit of alcohol, by the way, you should never really drink alcohol while you're pregnant, but hey. Lifestyle, if you smoke cigarettes, or if you're very inactive, you don't get out and about and go to the gym or do a bit of cardio, all these things can affect mum's immune system and also her good bacteria. And so what mum does outside affects her inside. So in preparation for birth and to minimize mastitis later, there's a few things I want to touch on. If you are planning for a C-section, they're most likely going to give you antibiotics, and so consider getting some probiotics at the ready. Formula, this is going to be a topic for another video. Watch this space. But if you are going to choose formula for your bubba, choose ones that are the premium gold versions, not the base ones. The gold versions have added probiotics. Again, touching on long-term impacts, there's not much research, but there's growing evidence that when you lack good bacteria, the right ones, due to antibiotic use, your baby's more likely to have asthma, eczema, allergies, gut issues. So watch this space. And finally, make sure you've got a manual breast pump or even an electric breast pump at the ready. It helps when your breasts are engorged, and if you don't express it out, it builds up, it builds up, it builds up, and the bacteria builds up with that, and there's an increase in chance of you getting mastitis. Now, let's just quickly step back. What do I think about this whole topic? I think it's one man's point of view. Like, I've got a fiance, but we don't have a baby, so this is just from my research alone, from the literature. I think, in general, if you're having antibiotics, you're going to kill off the good stuff and the bad stuff. Just take that at face value, you know? Why else would you be taking antibiotics? Because they kill stuff. So just from that alone, I would consider taking something to replace the good stuff. That's my two cents. Now, whether, you know, you believe the research that, you know, bacteria move from mummy's poo-poo to, you know, baby's gut, who knows? But I think, look, we're still learning a lot about the immune system. I learned recently about dendritic cells. These are kind of like little Pac-Man that grab things and move things around the body. So, you know, whether you believe this or not, I don't know. I think it's an interesting area of research. I believe it does do that. Our immune system is really intricate and complicated. But for now, look, there's still very little evidence. We're still learning a lot more about probiotics. But let's just talk about mastitis alone. It's a painful condition. And for $30, you might as well just buy a probiotic from your local chemist. And it's not going to hurt. That's my two cents, guys. So there's the topic of mastitis. I hope you've found it somewhat interesting. And leave a comment below if you had any questions for me. Thanks, guys, and take care.